Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton, and today I have the privilege of sharing my reversion testimonial with you. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is my reversion story, with credit to our Blessed Mother Mary, who my family and I are totally consecrated to. How did I go from a man steeped in sin, alcohol, trouble, and hedonism, likely to end up dead or in prison, to a father of 19 and a daily Mass attendee, all by the amazing grace of God? Answer: Our Blessed Mother Mary led me to our Eucharistic Lord Jesus, as she always leads you as well. My reversion is, of course, still a work in progress, and will be until the day I draw my last breath. I share my story to give glory to God and to give my fellow beloved sinners, my fellow broken persons, great hope, as Jesus came not to save the righteous, but sinners. And not only sinners, but the worst he can find. And I was one of those. If our blessed Lord Jesus can do something profound with me, he can most certainly do something profound with anyone. Yes, with you. Now, a little background about myself. I have one title, and that is all capital letters, S-I-N-N-E-R, sinner. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost, but for that reason, I was mercifully treated, so that in me, as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life, to the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1, 15-17. And may I also quote Isaiah 8:18, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are signs and portents in Israel. I've been married to my wonderful bride, Kathleen, for 31 years. God has blessed us with 19 children through no merit of our own. Our living children, ages 29 to 9, are Shannon Rose, Tara, Kathleen, Grace Ellen, Colleen Ann, Deirdre Marie, Bridget Jane, Shane Francis, Fiona Mary, Maura Therese, Claire Margaret, Patrick Michael, Mairead Siobhan, Bridie Rosemary, Shayla Mabe, and our miscarried and stillborn children are Maximilian Mary, Teresa Gerard, James Paul, Francis Xavier, and Joseph Faustina. If you listen very carefully, you'll note that I have 12 living daughters and 2 sons, and this makes me and my sons blessed among women. I grew up in the middle class in a fine family on the south side of Chicago. I was raised Catholic, but I did not practice my faith very well. By the time I reached age 13, I began to live a very sinful and dissolute life. You could perhaps find me on weekends at 1 a.m. walking down Western Avenue with a cigarette dangling from my mouth and a bottle of wine tucked under my coat, drunk as can be. This was not my wonderful parents' fault, by the way. They tried their best, their very best. I was simply entirely uncontrollable and caused them tremendous suffering. As I grew, I was a hedonist, living for pleasure, totally self-centered, mean, cruel, and getting in all sorts of trouble, most of which I never got caught for. I was a regular at a local bar at about age 16. As a teenager and young man, I got drunk practically every night or would at least drink to excess. There were many sins in my life. I certainly broke every commandment. I didn't murder anyone, so I thought I was better than I was, although in actual fact, I did break the 5th commandment, "You shall not kill." See Exodus 20:13, by endangering myself and others often with many sorts of reckless behavior. The first saving grace in my life was when I eventually met my bride-to-be, Kathleen, in my early 20s, a miracle of miracles. We were married in 1983. I had and still have no formal education past high school. She was beautiful and finishing up law school. This was only possible by the grace of God's most perfect providence. When I had met Kathleen, I was at a party at the University of Illinois at Champaign. I was a dock worker at UPS. I'd gone to the U of I just for the party, as I didn't attend that or any university. I saw Kathleen across the room and experienced an amazing moment of grace where I knew with certainty that we were going to be married. I couldn't explain it at the time, but I now see this as a movement of the Holy Spirit. I told my friend Dan that she was going to be my bride. I walked over and I introduced myself to Kathleen and told her she was going to be my bride. This, of course, initially made her think I was crazy. If there had been cell phones in those days, she probably would have dialed 911. But I pursued her for a couple of years and eventually, by God's grace, won her over, as can now be attested to by the existence of our 19 children. To make a long story short, Kathleen and I regretfully started our marriage off contracepting, which is, of course, contrary to the Catholic Church's profound teaching regarding openness to life. We were living for fun and leisure. After a year or two, Kathleen was moved to stop taking the pill, which in itself can cause an early abortion. She didn't bother to tell me. She naively somehow thought she wouldn't get pregnant anyway. Well, we quickly conceived our first child, Shannon Rose. Kathleen was gaining weight and thought she had a thyroid problem and went in for a checkup, at which time the doctor told her she was 4.5 months pregnant. I was thrilled. Well, we couldn't go out and party anytime we wanted now that we had one child, so why not have another? So we had more children. We naturally loved children, but this approach would never have given us the grace to have the 19 children we have been blessed with. At this point in my life, most people would have considered me a good family man. Although I was still drinking too much and was a major sinner in numerous ways, then, in 1991, when we had 5 children, I had a major conversion to the fullness of the Catholic faith. After this conversion, I was healed in many ways from my sinfulness, though I still struggle with many faults and am not an angel, as my conversion continues. By the grace of God, I left the heavy drinking behind a number of years ago. My conversion happened when there was a report of the Blessed Virgin Mary appearing in Hillside, a suburb of Chicago, at Queen of Heaven Cemetery. I packed up Kathleen and our five kids into the station wagon and went there with the purpose of looking for signs more than any piety on my part. I didn't see any provable miracles, though there were some interesting signs, but I was moved powerfully by the Holy Spirit. I was particularly influenced by the striking piety of the people praying there. The Holy Spirit showered tremendous graces on me through no merit of my own. I was being healed by God through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I experienced a profound peace and the presence of God. Someone there handed me a holy card of the 15 promises of Mary to those who pray the rosary. I took this holy card and I put it on my dresser at home, where I generally ignored it for about a year. Then one day I decided to start praying the rosary. I couldn't recall how to pray it, so I believe I went to a local Catholic gift shop where I was able to obtain a rosary and a pamphlet. I began by praying one decade of the rosary per day. In other words, 12 short prayers that take about 3 minutes to pray. I thought to myself that it was hard to believe that anyone could pray so much in one day, 3 whole minutes. I would turn off the radio in my car on the way to work for those 3 minutes and pray, and felt I was accomplishing a great thing, which in fact I was, but really through no merit of my own. Soon, I was praying the entire rosary each day. In a short time, it occurred to me that Mass was probably offered at my parish daily, which of course it was. One morning, I went to Mass on a weekday, which of course is not required of a Catholic like Sunday Mass is, though it is highly recommended to attend daily. At this Mass, I was once again overwhelmed by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I experienced God's love and presence in a deep and powerful way, with tears cascading uncontrollably down my face. This from a man, a black belt tough guy, who made it a point never to cry, as if that somehow made me more of a man. Now I cry often, especially when I encounter God in beautiful things. And I know God is the only really tough one. Before long, I was going to Mass every day except Saturday, presuming that God would know that I would need to sleep in on Saturdays. Well, that false reasoning quickly fell aside. I began attending Mass on Saturday too. Soon, I was moved by the Holy Spirit with an understanding that if attendance at Holy Mass was the greatest thing one could do for himself, with infinite graces available for the taking, for the receiving, how could I leave my wife and children at home? Well, Kathleen wasn't ready yet, and I didn't push. She was at the time perpetually up feeding babies at night. So I began to bring all of my children, except the ones in diapers, thereby still falling short of what God wanted me to do. I reasoned that certainly God would understand that I could not be bothered changing babies' diapers at Mass. As you can see, my selfishness hung on. We'll be right back to continue with my reversion story, the privilege that I have of sharing that with you here today. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and I continue the privilege of sharing with you my reversion testimonial. I began to devour what the Catholic Church teaches, beautiful countercultural truths. I learned much of what I know about the faith from Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my hero and my mentor. I learned about the beauty of openness to life versus artificial contraception, the Church's unapologetically pro-life teaching. I learned that a valid sacramental marriage is vowed between one man and one woman, indissoluble unto death, like between Jesus and his bride, the Church, open to the gift of new life, committed to the education of their children, yes, academically, but especially spiritually. Over time, I read numerous teaching documents of the Church, such as Gaudium et Spes. I learned about the Church's vision for marriage and family life. Quoting Gaudium et Spes, number 48, husband and wife, by the covenant of marriage, are no longer two, but one flesh. This intimate union and the mutual self-giving of two persons, as well as the good of the children, demands full fidelity from both and an indissoluble unity between them. Christ the Lord has abundantly blessed this richly complex love, which springs from the divine source of love and is founded on the model of his union with the Church. After my reversion, Kathleen and I received the great grace of staying off the pill, and we opened ourselves up to the grand gift of new life in our family, resulting in 19 children. One day, early on after my reversion, I was exiting daily mass, and a man approached me and handed me a cassette tape of Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen on the Holy Hour. That led to a much deeper understanding of the real presence of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. I was led to frequent Eucharistic adoration and Holy Hours, which were further life and soul changing for me. I would come out of my Holy Hours on fire for evangelization with to-do list from our blessed Lord Jesus. By God's grace, I became very active in the pro-life movement and prayed and counseled in front of abortion mills in Chicago. To make a long story a little bit shorter, about 8 years after my reversion and my attending daily mass, Kathleen was moved to come to daily mass with me and the children, and she has seldom ever missed a day since, except when in the hospital delivering babies. The day she and the baby came home, she resumed daily mass attendance with us, along with the new baby. We have attended daily mass, by the grace of God, as a complete family ever since. All of us, from newborn to parents. Those of our children who are or were away at college have continued the practice of daily mass attendance. Our adult children all continue in the practice of their Catholic faith by the grace of God. Praise Jesus. After my reversion, we began to pray daily as a family, including the rosary and scripture. Our family also began to attend the sacrament of confession weekly or biweekly, which has been a tremendous grace for us. We embarked on attending Eucharistic adoration regularly, praying before the Eucharist, Jesus' true body, blood, soul, and divinity exposed for adoration and demonstrance. This was not because we were good and deserving. This was all God's gift. All glory to Him. Our children became very active in the Catholic groups and the church, and Kathleen and I engaged in many forms of ministry, including spiritual direction for others by God's grace. I'm exceedingly grateful to God for His inexhaustible patience and mercy toward me, and He offers the same to everyone. He offers the same to you. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Isaiah 1:18. By God's grace, I am now a man who tries to put God and His things first in my life. Second comes my wife, and third is my children. Work comes in fourth place, and ministry fifth, though I try, by God's grace, to make room for all of these. Believe me, if God can lead me, a major sinner, to conversion, He can lead anyone. Well, the reversion did not end there. It is, of course, still not over. God's plans are beyond our complete understanding. He knows best what we need to draw us to be ever more in union with Him, including crosses, especially crosses, darkness, and adversity. I was brought to the next deeper level of reversion and progress toward union with our Father of Mercies, which we are all called to, through years of sojourning through the many sufferings and blessings and healing of an aggressive form of leukemia. I was one of those men who very rarely went to the doctor other than to get some antibiotics for an illness. I had enjoyed excellent health my whole life. I had taken this for granted. I was athletic, in good physical condition with a black belt in Kenpo karate. I had run a couple of marathons. I would walk, jog, play basketball, and do calisthenics to keep fit in recent years. In October 2009, I visited a new family practice doctor for the first time. I had a chronic hoarseness and night sweats, which I was concerned about. I thought I might have a problem with my throat. Well, the doctor found enlarged lymph nodes in my neck and had a comprehensive blood test run. I received a call from her to come back into her office. It was October 19th, the memorial of the North American martyrs. When I met with her, she told me that my white blood cells were very elevated, and she provided a provisional diagnosis of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL, which was later confirmed by a hematologist-oncologist as very advanced CLL. In the following month or so, I learned that I also have a rare 17p chromosome deletion that makes my form of chronic lymphocytic leukemia most aggressive and difficult to treat. I learned that my prognosis was not very promising, but that there were chemotherapy and immunotherapy treatments that could help, possibly. However, it eventually became clear that I would need a stem cell transplant, also known as a bone marrow transplant, which was risky in terms of mortality, but which also held out the reasonable hope of a remission or cure. I should point out that mine was an adult stem cell transplant, which is permitted by the Catholic Church and even encouraged, as opposed to an embryonic stem cell transplant, which is immoral and causes the death of human embryos. We'll be right back to share more about my reversion testimonial. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and I continue the privilege of sharing with you my reversion testimonial. So it was now time to turn to the sure help of the Holy Spirit. We are invited to the happy way of trusting in God, not in ourselves. It is good to ask the Holy Spirit to increase the theological virtue of hope in us. We are called to be positive, and we need to be people of thanksgiving. It is good to focus on the many blessings in our lives each day, not only the crosses. It is advantageous to see the cup half full. When we worry and obsess about our difficulties and troubles, we weigh ourselves down in spirit. Most of our suffering derives from our anxiety. We can be less anxious with God's help when we make the effort to be positive, to be grateful people, and to look for ways to make others happy, rather than centering on ourselves. I know very clearly that the only way God could gift me with a more complete outpouring of the Holy Spirit was through the cross, by knocking me off my high horse, similar to what he did with St. Paul. It was after St. Paul suffered the initial cross of being knocked off his horse and struck blind that God could do something with him. Then Ananias went, and he entered the house and at once laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, I have been sent by the Lord who appeared to you on your way here that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Like Ananias, each of us is sent by Jesus to fulfill our particular mission. God himself relied on Ananias so that Paul might be healed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And he relies on us. He relies on you to bring the Holy Spirit to others. Immediately, it was as though scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. So he was baptized there and then, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Paul was lifted out of the darkness and into the light by the Holy Spirit. When this happens to us, we begin to become givers. We become pourers. Like St. Paul, we gain strength through the Holy Spirit. That grace is not to be stagnant, Paul regained his strength and used it to become a great sacrificial apostle. Contrary to what we think on a strictly human level, the more we give of ourselves, the more strength we receive. After he had spent only a few days with the disciples in Damascus, he began preaching in the synagogues. Jesus is the Son of God. We see how Saul, soon to be Paul, wasted no time to engage in his mission. When we repent, when we accept Jesus' mercy, embrace him, and become apostles with the talents and missions he gave us, we receive power. And this is not a merely human power. It is a supernatural power that comes from the Holy Spirit, and it is not to be wasted. This is not a power we take pride in, but a power that drives and invigorates us. Please join us on our next program as we continue my reversion testimonial. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.